Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 30th, 2026. Organizers say No Kings 3 on Saturday broke the record previously set by No Kings 2, which in turn had broken the record set by the first No Kings rally last year as the largest protest in American history. Here in Maine, there were more than 50 No Kings events scheduled. WERU had people checking in from Ellsworth, where Maggie Garfield reported a crowd that looked larger than the previous No Kings Day there, and traffic backed up trying to get to the rally. In Bucksport, WERU's John Greenman spoke with resident and activist David Wieda, who said it was the largest protest he had seen in town. And in Bangor, Alan Cohen said the No Kings rally there drew a crowd, although it didn't accomplish their goal of lining the street from the Paul Bunyan statue to West Market Square. People were tending to bunch up in groups. Some of the rallies were in small towns where we don't normally hear of there being protests, like Brooks and Monroe in Waldo County. Thanks for the pictures, Sarah. I was in Belfast, and so these are some of the folks that I spoke with at Belfast and some of the sounds of the protests there on Saturday.
We know our numbers are going to grow and grow, and we're closing down the streets soon. We've got compatriots and friends in inflatable Red Lobster suits with QR codes so that the next time we have to do this, they know how to find us and help it make it happen. We had dozens of volunteers helping to put this together. We've got music, we've got chanting, we've got joy, and we've got togetherness, because that's how we win.
So, can you read it and say?
Sure.
Introduce yourself if you want, or you can be anonymous if you want.
Well, my sign says, Americans died defending what Trump is destroying. And whether it was serving the country or as a first responder or as a labor organizer or striker or as a civil rights marcher, Americans keep working hard and sometimes putting their lives on the line for what this corrupt regime in D.C. is trying to tear apart. It's too precious not to defend.
The UU Church is proceeding with making a procession with their banners from their parish, arriving to join us all. Let's give them a round of applause. Reverend Amy and the UU.
Hey, this is Wade Graham, or Wade in Maine. Blues from a Chicken Shack on Saturdays. Just down here in Belfast, helping support the resist movement. No Kings.
No Kings. Belfast rocks by their support.
Thank you.
My name is Annie Hunstrand, and I'm from Sarasmont, and one of the volunteers that works at Indivisible Waldo County. We organized today. We got some curveballs thrown our way with things that didn't go the way we expected, and yet we looked around the crowd and we saw people cheering and whooping and hollering and making friends, and that's the point. The point is that we're together, and that sense of community is what we were aiming for. So with all the curveballs, we hit a home run. We absolutely are looking for volunteers because we've been working flat out for over a year now, and some of us are tired. And then also just their strength in numbers. We have a website. If you Google Indivisible Waldo County, Maine, you will find us. And we also have an email list. You can send an email to indivisiblewaldocountyme@gmail.com, and we send out regular calls for action. We have weekly calls. We have a million ways to help.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
That was recorded at No Kings Day 3 on March 28th in Belfast, Maine. Coming up tonight, there is a empty chair town hall meeting geared towards Susan Collins, who has been invited but is not expected to attend. The doors open at 5:30. The event is from 6 to 8 o'clock at Jeff's Catering in Brewer. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.